Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 13, talking about meat versus cheese. Others said as follows, come and hear proof from the following Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, two lodgers eating at the same table, one may eat meat and the other cheese. And it is stated on that, Rabbi Hanin bar Ami said in the name of Shmuel, this was taught only when they do not know each other, but if they do, they are forbidden, for they will eat from the food of each other. This brings to mind the idea of meat versus milk, how we have the separation for meat dishes versus dairy dishes, how we have the separation for meat tablecloths versus dairy tablecloths, and how now in our kitchen we finally have set aside, I mean we always did, but now literal set-aside areas for meat versus dairy. 3/4 meat, 1/4 dairy. And it brings to mind the idea that we should be good and careful when it comes to meat versus dairy, besides for just having the utensils and the dishes for meat and dairy, besides for having a sink ideally for meat versus dairy, besides for having the set-aside foods for meat and dairy, we should try what we can to be best about separating the meat and the dairy. So even with the kids at a very young age, even if it's a par of technically milk, we try to get them to put the milk only on the dairy counter. We try to get them to eat dairy-like stuff on the dairy counter. We try to get them to do meat-like stuff on the meat counter. So they learn at a very young age the real difference between dairy and meat. A lot of times, a lot of things are iffy if it's meat or dairy, but if we made it with the meat, let's keep it with the meat. If we made it with the dairy, let's keep it with the dairy. Of course, when we used to live in Brooklyn, we had one sink that was much, much more difficult. But once we moved out here and we were able to do it, we took out that one sink. We said, no more, no way. We need the two sinks. And even once we redid the kitchen, we decided to get a cover so that when we wash the dishes on each side, we try to cover so there's no water splatting from each side. Granted, we try to do that as much as possible. Not always remember that, but that would be good. Even the dishwasher, to move it to the left side just so there's no spillage of meat versus dairy. Whatever we can to try to be a little better about the meat versus dairy. I know some people go even more than that, but let's just keep it as much as we can. Even to have the drying mats for meat versus dairy, of course, and to have the storage for meat versus dairy. It makes things a little easier, a little more organized also. But what we can, as the Gemara talks about, even eating on the same table is not so great, so it would be best to avoid that, even though a lot of times we have to do that. But if you have to, then set aside specific areas that this side of the table has the dairy tablecloth like we did this week, and that side of the table has the meat tablecloth. Try not to mix and match, though, and keep it separate as much as possible, just like they did in the Gemara here, because they really shouldn't eat those two meals at the same table, even if they know each other. They don't know each other, it's one thing, but we all know each other, we all do, so we should try to be as best as we can to keep them separate as much as possible. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 14 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.